Well, welcome to The Fitness Solution with me, Adam Berry, the gym starter, Adam Berry.
Sometimes be the case.
For some reason, a podcast I play on my phone. What a great start to what is actually my first episode back since, well, it's been over a year. I think my last episode was in September last year. In fact, a little insight into how out of the zone I am at the moment is I even had to look up the name of my own podcast. I forgot it was called The Fitness Solution. I just can remember it. And, you know, like, that's something I feel like I want to talk about today, in the sense that it's been over a year since I did this. It's been over a year since I've really probably felt my best self in terms of creating content for everybody, and especially in this manner. And the reason for that is very similar to what many people will experience when they go through fitness, or a fitness journey and things like that. You know, I've often said about fitness with people is that we do go through seasons, and sometimes those seasons last years of activity and years of inactivity. Now, obviously, it's my job to try and help people reduce the amount of inactivity that might occur in their lives, because activity is very good for us. But we all go through very busy periods. And if I look back on the last year of my life, which would explain why the podcast has slipped down so much of my priority list in terms of getting stuff out, right? So in September last year, I was moving from the Gold Coast to a place called Toowoomba, which is where I live now, because my now wife, then fiance, that's another part of this story, she got a job out in sort of regional Queensland, and we had to move. So for a brief period there, we were living in temporary accommodation, and then we was able to rent a house with one of her colleagues, which was incredible. But I've kind of moved house 3 times in a year. I've moved cities, which are 2.5 hours away. I also changed my work, so I now no longer do a day job in a gym all day every day. I just focus on my clients, myself, and I work for what is a great passion of mine, for Football Queensland. What else? Oh, I then also got married in the middle of that. I've had a honeymoon, and my parents came over with lots of my family for my wedding, and that took up 6 weeks of my life as well. And when you look back on something like this, when you kind of, and you're probably all going to be doing this towards, in about a month's time anyway, towards the end of the year, because it's a kind of a natural time to kind of take stock and look back. Oh, and the other thing, I bought a house. And I'm not sure, I mean, I don't know how many of you who listen to this have bought a house, but let's face it, that's a very stressful period of your life as well. And there's a lot to do. And then moving into the house, getting the house right, sorting it all out. Oh, and I bought a dog and got a dog. A little Hugo. I now have Hugo. And if you want to see what he looks like, head to my Instagram. I've been told he's very cute. I mean, I'm not a dog guy, so the fact that I have a dog is new to me, and I'm learning lots there as well. So it's been a big year. On top of that, over the last 3 years of my life, like, you know, I've had relative instability, you know, living with the in-laws on the Gold Coast, moving countries, trying to set my life up in Australia, which takes a lot of focus. It's been big. It's been a big deal. And sometimes life does that to you. And when life does that to you, you have to reprioritize things in your life that that you give your energy to. Because one of the most important things in the world to understand in this world is that you can't be all things to all people all of the time. You have to choose where to put your energy in a very selective way. And that doesn't mean you're being nasty to people. That doesn't mean you're being mean to people. In fact, I'll tell you what. I wonder how many of you completely forgot about this podcast until you saw it crop up in your feed again. And then you're like, oh, yeah, it's Adam. Great. I might have a listen to that. Or you might have just deleted it and moved on. If you did, you wouldn't have heard this. So it really doesn't matter. What's that noise? I think one of my cats is attacking something.
Lala, out.
Yep, one of my cats was attacking something. And so, where was I? Oh, Nala. I completely lost my train of thought now. brain fart. And so, like, yeah, so if you did just delete it, great, move on, I'm done. Like, you know, I may have lost you as a listener. Great, that's not a problem. But for those of you who are here, who mean an awful lot to me, then it really does fill my heart with so much joy that when you saw that, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to listen to that. And I think a lot of people in their life, when they realize they have to be selective with things, they have to be selective with their time, they have to be selective with who they're, what they're going to do, how they're going to put their energy into things and what needs their energy. And sometimes it might be against your best wishes for yourself. Like, some things demand time that you don't necessarily want to put your time into, but that's just the way life is at the moment, and that's okay as well. But I think we often live in a period of fear. Like, we operate out of, oh, I have to give my energy to everything because I don't want that person to think I'm letting them down. I don't want this person to think that I'm being mean to them. I don't want this person to think I'm being rude to them by ignoring them. And we kind of live out of a self-serving sort of thing. Like, a, what's that term I'm looking for? Think, Adam, think. You're working out of like a pleasing mentality. What is the word? You're a people pleaser. There we go. People pleaser. And then what you find is that becomes more draining and more draining and more draining, and suddenly you just break down. Now, I've always been hyper aware of that. I think I've been hyper aware of that because of how many different pots I have in my life. Like, I have my day job, I have my personal training, I have my podcast, I have my social media, I have my acting and my film work and my everything else there. I also have my family and my house and everything else. And so sometimes I have to sit back and just go, okay, I need to be very precise about where I'm putting that energy. Oh, I have refereeing. And there's a lot going on. And luckily, I'm conditioned to be able to manage all of those things relatively well. But not everyone is. And sometimes two big things in somebody's life is enough. And it's very important that we put barriers in place to make sure that we are managing our energy in the best way possible. And for so many people I know, exercise and activity is one of those things that they do for a brief period of time, then they stop, and they stop for a very long time. And then not very often do they come back to it. And I think that's because they don't see the point in coming back to something. Now, it's taken me a long time to find the energy to do a podcast like this again. And a lot of that energy comes from, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. A lot of that energy comes from your desire to, well, look, it was just low down on my list, right? The podcast was very low on my list, but that doesn't mean that there's no value in me coming back to it when I feel ready to come back to it. And also that it's not going to be well received when I do come back to it. So when you're operating out of a people-pleasing state, when you're operating out of, oh, I need to be all things to all people all of the time, because otherwise, one, I feel like that gives me value, even if it diminishes my own self-value. And two, I don't want them to think that I'm ignoring them or I'm being mean to them or I'm being an awful person by ignoring them, not seeing them, not going for that dinner, not going out on that date, not replying to their texts, whatever, and you're just constantly trying to do all things for all people all of the time, then you're clearly going to eventually let yourself down, and everything will come to a grinding halt, and the consequences of that are often more and more serious. So what I'm trying to say is, I'm sorry it's taken me over a year to record a podcast for you again, but I think there's a lot of lessons in why it's been a year and what is very important with that. Another aspect of it as well is, I've just not been inspired to do a podcast. And the thing that inspired me actually was one of my client check-ins. I was sat in my new office with my microphone that I've bought on a new stand, and I felt good, and I was doing a every week with my clients, my online clients on the Strong and Confident program. Every week we do like a check-in, they fill out a Google form, and I send them like a 10-minute response to the form, just talking them through their responses, giving them some perspective and some advice And then the aim is they go and listen to that, hopefully when they're doing a walk, but probably when they're in the car or going to bed or whatever it might be. And that response, and I was just sat here doing that response for one of my gorgeous clients who I've been working with for about 2 years, who lives in Colorado. And I was just like, oh, you know what? I feel the urge. I feel like I need to get back onto the podcast and just send out a message to everybody. One, to introduce Hugo to my listener base, and two, to just explain what's been going on, why life has been so crazy, and where I've been and why I've been in that state. So thank you for still being here if you are. I hope you've taken something from today's very short podcast, which is rare for me. And if you have any ideas for what you want to hear from me next, then please, please, please do get in touch and let me know. And I cannot wait to talk to you again very, very soon. Peace, love, and protein. Ciao, ciao.